From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. In Washington, Iraqi forces say they are making their final push to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants in the city of Ramadi. Recapturing the complex would tip the balance in the city, which is the capital of Anbar province. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says the Iraqi forces are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the Islamic State. Lieutenant General Abdul al-Abadi says within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. A military spokesman said soldiers have used airstrikes to detonate some of the landmines and other explosives on the ground. A UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early yesterday, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zahran Alush was killed Friday in an airstrike near Damascus. Meantime, today, Syrian government forces booby-trapped a cluster of farm buildings in the southern Daraa province and detonated explosives, killing 17 militants, opposition activists have said. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was reelected in July, but violence since has escalated. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic once again have postponed national elections for president and parliament. They were supposed to be today, but now are set for December 30th. The reason for the delay? Logistic difficulties. See, Central Africans are hoping the elections will turn the page in the three-year-long sectarian conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims that erupted after the rebels ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. Roland Marshall, who is an Africa analyst at Sciences Po in Paris, says the organizing of elections in haste will only deepen the country's problem.
Said diplomats, you are convinced that the day after the election will be significantly different from the day before the election.
International organizations have been pushing the CAR to hold elections before the end of 2015. Western diplomats in Bangui consider the elections necessary to stabilize the country after 3 years of chaos. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker beheaded four Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Nangarhar. Militia members loyal to Zahir Qadr, Deputy Speaker of Parliament, have been fighting with the IS-affiliated gunmen in the region for weeks. IS fighters recently captured four militia members and beheaded them, prompting the militia to respond by killing four Islamic State fighters in Achin District, according to local officials. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians today, aged 17 and 23, after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. Earlier in the day, a Palestinian stabbed a soldier near the main bus station in Jerusalem. On Saturday, Palestinian protesters gathered in Jerusalem's Old City demanding that Israel hand over the remains of Palestinians killed in attacks or during fights with Israeli troops. Sana Alian was among the protesters.
Give us our sons and daughters. The martyrs need to rest in peace. Their souls are surrounding Jerusalem, and they are screaming, they want to rest. The mothers, be merciful for the mothers.
A wave of violence since the start of October has killed nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis. Chicago police here in the United States fatally shot and killed a 19-year-old male student and a 55-year-old mother of five on Saturday, both victims African-American. The shootings are just the latest in a city already under investigation by the U.S. Justice Department for the death of a 17-year-old African-American male at the hands of a white police officer last year. The new Star Wars film had a record-breaking performance at the box office on Christmas Day, receipts totaling $49.3 million, overtaking the previous Christmas record set in 2009 of $24.6 million by the film Sherlock Holmes. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.